Johnny's head was pounding. His heart was going too fast. But he could shout back, and he felt he had to pin Turl there, distract him.
Those coffins are full of sawdust! They were changed in your bedroom this morning!
Turl whirled to look at them.
And the gold never went to Cyclo! We changed those too!
Turl opened his mouth to shout. The platform cargo shimmered. The coffins full of sawdust shimmered. The Briganti corpses on the platform shimmered. Turl shimmered. And it was all gone. The platform was empty, clean, even of slush. The humming stopped. Johnny took his hatchet and slammed the blade down across the cables. It wasn't a full severance. He struck twice more. All the cables parted. Things were going blacker. No, it was the dome. The reworked plane skids on the bottom of it hit the metal. Johnny reached out to the dome interior and pulled closed the locking lever which annealed them to the metal the console sat on. It was very dark. He felt his time sense must have gone out. And then a fleeting thought that maybe Turl had extended the time for his own firing. Johnny had had a small mine lamp in his pouch. He made an effort to reach it. His whole body was beginning to shake as if everything was drawn too taut. A voice was talking to him. It was Sir Robert.
Hurry! Cut my hands loose!
Johnny had the hatchet. He made himself feel about for Sir Robert's hands. The blade was dull. The cord was resistant. Then he remembered with a surge of panic. There must be a time bomb under that console. It would blow Sir Robert to bits. He dropped the hatchet and put his hand to the console side. It was terribly heavy. He only had one working arm, but he put his agonizing shoulder against the metal. He got the bottom of the console lifted. He fished along the lower edges, then a little higher. He felt it. It was taped on. Working with one hand, he got it loose and pulled it out. He let the console tip back in place. In the dark, he extracted the fuse from it. Johnny felt he was going unconscious. His heart was revving up faster and faster. He had one more thing to do. The switch. The position of the switch. Johnny felt like he was being torn to pieces by his nerves pulling tight.
Sir Robert! Tell them the switch... The switch has to be in a down position! A down position for the next...
The outside of the dome was struck a blow so hard the whole platform rocked. It was as though a dozen earthquakes had hit at once. As though the planet had been torn apart. Johnny stiffened out into blackness. He no longer heard the chaos going on outside.